We are joined by Jeff O'Brien over on that radio station my daughter works for. You are the lawyer extraordinaire, right?
That's correct.
Well, with us, you're the lawyer, attorney, and barrister extraordinaire. So there to you people over at AM 1130. Now, Jeff, we could basically throw them in the air and you could catch anyone you want. Parler, impeachment, big tech. But the big one that really would have me concerned, I am so glad I was not in D.C. because I would risk losing my free, what is it, pasta for life or something like that from Olive Garden.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, exactly. They have like some sort of a, like a pasta club, like celebrity pasta. I don't know what the deal is, but yeah, so they put out a press release. They said they had intel that a number of the rioters went to Olive Garden after the protest. And so they were actually had contacted the FBI. I would love to have been a fly on the wall with the FBI agent that took the call from Olive Garden asking to find out who was there, because we're cutting off their pasta pass.
What a world. You know, I'd have a tough time if it was a pizzeria. I don't think their pizza's any good, though. Anyway, you know, so many of these things that the Democrats are trying to do, and this is really, to me, it's separate from Trump. And I do have a problem with Trump. What he did to his vice president, Mike Pence, throwing him under the bus, calling him a coward, because he wanted him basically to do something that would be unconstitutional and ignore the Electoral College votes. At that, Trump had his opportunity to do something, and he should have done it before the election when all these states basically had governors and secretaries of state changing the voting laws. He should have been in court with every one of them, but he wasn't. So he paid a price. But I'm really concerned about what happened. This Parler, Apple and Amazon and Google, they basically have destroyed that company and taken it down. Trump has nothing to do. I don't even know. Did he have a presence on Parler? Had he joined it yet? I have no idea.
No, he didn't. He didn't. As I understand it, there was some of the planning for last week done via Parler. They've taken down a lot of these QAnon accounts on Twitter and Facebook, and then of course people are migrating over to Parler, and so then Google and Apple stopped hosting Parler, and now Amazon said they wouldn't. They wouldn't host, you know, they wouldn't take it, have them in the App Store, and then Amazon took them off, you know, stopped hosting them. I'll be curious to see, by the way, you know, I'm a big believer in the free market. I'm curious to see what all those are all public companies. I'm curious to see what their stock prices will be doing today as they're kicking people off of their platforms. But we'll see what happens. You know, I told some folks this weekend, I said, you know, Elon Musk, who's got more money than anybody, looks down at those social media tycoons with disdain. I could see a guy like, and he's more of a free speech guy. I could absolutely see Elon Musk jumping into the void here with a new phone, new operating system, you know, hosting, you know, all those kinds of things, because there's an opportunity. You know, there's a market. The market has created an opportunity with these companies deciding to take these actions. There's always a reaction. So I'll be curious to see. I'm not as much, you know, ready to sound the doomsday alarm yet. I want to see how this plays out. This could be interesting.
Do you the whole thing about everything being taken down, a lot of people have lost tens of thousands. I lost a few hundred followers. Have you looked at your Twitter? Have you lost any followers? And how are they making that decision?
I think I've lost like 40 or 50.
I don't understand how is everyone losing, or if they determine you have a conservative leaning, that's who's losing?
Well, they're taking off certain accounts. So if you have somebody following you that gets taken off, then you're going to lose a follower. So I obviously apparently have people following me that Twitter didn't like.
So how many people did they actually throw off? Do you know?
I have no idea.
But okay,
a lot.
The reason I say that is
and others voluntarily walked away. You see a guy like Rush Limbaugh, he shut off his account in solidarity with Trump. So there's some of the people that have left Twitter in protest of what they did. So you're losing some of those accounts too.
And then what you have is, Parler shuts down. So people that left Twitter to go to the Parler, they don't have that. Yet you got the Ayatollah. You have despots around the world. Bill Ayers, who set off
a Chinese
bomb
embassy,
at the Capitol.
Yeah.
But Bill Ayers is still on Twitter.
Yeah. And so, I think that's a good point. I had some conservative friends make that point over the weekend. They said, do you want to take Trump off and take off some of these, you know, some of these folks claiming that they incite violence? You know, that's your choice to do it, but be consistent.
They're not at all.
You know, and they're not.
No, and that's where their problem is. And can you sue any of them, or because they're private entities, that a lawsuit would go nowhere?
Yeah, I don't think a lawsuit's going anywhere. You know, there's been some talk about whether or not there's antitrust issues here, and I responded to people saying there was antitrust issues before all of this. That's what, you know, last fall when they were called in front of Congress, and part of the argue, you know, the Democrats were all ready to break them up on antitrust grounds. So the conspiracy theory side of me is of the mind that this could have been perhaps an attempt to curry favor with the Democrats by throwing off all these people off their platforms in an effort to try to stave off that breakup. So I don't know.
Yeah, that, quite frankly, I believe that is a realistic scenario, and we wouldn't be as worried about a lot of this stuff if Trump had not, to me, he sabotaged, and I think you feel that way or partially that way, the Georgia elections, because he would not let go of the fraud, and I think a lot of people stayed away out of loyalty to him. So that's a big issue.
He definitely cost them. We would have at least, the Republicans would have at least had kept one of those seats,
yes,
and maintained control, but for his actions and you know, Lynn Wood, that is the attorney that's down there, was fighting the, you know, releasing the Kraken.
This guy, I thought that when he represented that kid from Kentucky, I'm thinking, well, this seems like a pretty good attorney. He's crazy. He was calling for people to hang Mike Pence. Oh my God. It's just, and he also, absolutely hurt the cause down there in Georgia.
If Trump would have come out after the election and just said, I think there was things done, but then the Nixon thing in '60, right? You know, Nixon had proof that the Kennedys had used the mob to steal Illinois, and there were some shenanigans down in Texas with LBJ, and he just said, I'm not going to put the country through it. If Trump could have done a victory lap and said, hey, I accomplished more in 4 years than some presidents accomplish in 8 years, congratulations, Joe Biden. We're moving on, and we got to get those Senate seats because we got, you know, preserve what we've done. We got to hold the Senate, right? He could have done that, but he didn't.
No, he had
and
no
now
interest.
We're sitting here with Democrats taking over everything, and you had. And I think the timing of last week's protest was poor. To do that within hours of losing the Senate, you had a lot of people, desperate people, coming together.
Yeah.
And it's it was like throwing matches on gasoline. So, and it's too bad because the guy took a lot of flack over 4 years. And I think unfairly, he did a lot, accomplished a lot, but he blew it all in one afternoon. It's unfortunate.
Absolutely. He did. Jeff O'Brien. Thanks so much. We'll take a quick break. The BS Show. Be right back.